As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You're damn right that is. This is The Drive, and we are live on our crawfish circuit here in the Rusty Horseshoe out here in spring. And congratulations to our first winner, Terrell, who won a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. You could be the next winner. We will do one in the 3 o'clock hour. My man is serious over there with this sign.
That's
there
right,
you go.
That's
sign
right. One. Right. Put over there. Our right, your left.
There you go. Put your name in our raffle box, and you will have a chance to win coming up not only in the 3 o'clock hour, but you could have a chance in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box, and you can be a winner, just like Terrell was. A good time being had here. The bugs are flowing, man, and judging by how people are knocking these things off, Clint, they look pretty good. They look pretty tasty.
Yeah, I mean they look like they're all right. I'll tell you here in a minute. I just ordered me a few pounds.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I mean
you
I can't do it the way I want to do it because I got to be able to finish it in the break.
This is gonna be great during the break. You just got it.
You got it.
I mean, you're about to. Just
as long as
go
I got me
on
some
this.
Napkins, I'm all right.
There you good here. I'll eat a corn on the cob. dude, it was so messed up last week. My man Reggie ordered some. He ordered him about 5 pounds, and Osita, who is one of our guys on the on our team, he walked over there and just started eating the sausage.
Osita did?
Yeah, just walked over there and just started eating the
yeah,
sausage.
Yeah,
that's a little messed up.
I mean, you've already asked for one of the corn, so you can have corn, but I'm not usually a big fan unless you're my wife of you picking on my meat and my.
Yeah, just went in there and started grabbing the sausage. No, he didn't ask either. He just went over there and just started grabbing the sausage.
Well, that's what I'm referring to.
It's just like, damn,
I mean,
dog.
Unless you're my old lady, I don't want you just grabbing my meat either.
Yeah. Produce, yes, but the meat, no, you can't.
No, not nothing. But you already asked for the corn, so you can.
All right, get on out of here and get your own meat, produce, and bugs out here at the Rusty Horseshoe. All right, Clint, we talked about yesterday potentially how to fix this struggling lineup. The Astros, I've seen a lot of listeners and fans say they are a boring watch. It is tough to watch. They get angry and annoyed when they're at the plate and they need them to start scoring runs. This guy said, no, they're not a boring watch. Let's be honest. I mean, unless you really love pitching, they've been a tough watch at times at the plate. And we talked about some things, and one thing we talked about is not to move Christian Walker. But listening to him, and he's spoken about it, and clearly, Clint, even though he's a veteran, he has talked about the struggles right here so far. He said when he talked to the media, it's not the offers, it's none of that. I want to contribute to wins. I'm here to help the team win, and hitting in the four hole every day and feeling like I'm not contributing, that is frustrating. Clint, you were a professional athlete. You played at a high level. Watching how he is swinging he is pulling that Yiner Diaz, that Jeremy Pena, when they struggle, he is reaching. He is going out of the strike zone, which is not something he normally does when he was in Arizona. That, to me, looks like a guy that is pressing, Clint. That sound, and then the way he's saying things and talking about the pressure of hitting in the four hole, because you know what that means here. That means you're hitting and you're the protection of Yordan Alvarez. And you're hitting behind him and he is struggling and not contributing to winning and it's becoming frustrating. Clint, he sounds like he's pressing. He looks like he's pressing at the plate. I have not been one that says, hey, a moving Christian Walker makes sense. Now that you kind of hear him and see that, it feels like he's pressing, Clint, are you kind of changing your tune on potentially maybe taking some pressure off of Christian Walker and moving him out of the
I don't think moving a guy like Christian Walker in a lineup takes any pressure off of him. All you risk doing is pissing him off. And if you went out and you acquired Christian Walker – to 15 games into the season, decide you're going to move him out of the four hole and move him out of the top four or five hitters with this team, then I think you're compounding mistakes if that's the problem. I don't believe you should move him. I think it's way too early to move him. I think it's way too early to move guys that are struggling the way that Jeremy Pena was early, maybe, and what damn sure Diaz has been doing. I would leave it the same all the way around the gate. Now, if you are, which they clearly believe in bouncing and shuffling the lineup in a big way, if you are going to do it, put a better hitter behind him. I wouldn't do it, but to move a hitter behind him, I could see the method to the madness of trying to get him to be able to see some better pitches. To me, that if there's a move to be made, that's the move
You think what's behind him, the lack of protection behind him, is hurting the pitches?
Well, I don't know that it's hurting, but it damn sure ain't helping.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that I don't have to give Christian Walker much if Yiner Diaz is batting behind him, because he's still sub 100.
Yeah, he's a little over.
Pena's swinging the bat better, but that, I mean, you could,
but
maybe
still,
maybe him picking up and swinging it better, putting him in that five, but no, moving him out of the four hole, no, I can't get down with that.
Yeah.
Not this early in the season.
Yeah,
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it, no matter how late it was.
Well, at some point, if he's still struggling like hell after the All-Star break, then I think maybe you got to make a move.
Well, I mean, for me, it's one of those where if the closer you get to the playoffs, when it's win or go home, then you got to make some tough decisions. But 15 games into the season, isn't the time to question whether Christian Walker's your four-hole hitter or not. In my opinion.
I don't know that I would move him yet. But I am, Clint, a bit surprised to kind of hear him say more than, hey, man, it's just the early part of the season. I just got to get right. It does sound like he is, which I appreciate. He's being honest and human. Like, you come to a new team that has a history of winning. I don't think he's a fool and understands who was here before him at that position.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a guy that's wired the way that Christian Walker's wired in terms of putting in as much work as he puts in and being so, just so detail-oriented and working before and after games. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a guy that's wired that way that doesn't take the responsibility a little bit more seriously and doesn't, the struggles don't weigh on them a little bit more than they do your fly-by-night, just kind of your players that coast through the season. I think he's wired the way that it just means a little bit more.
And I do still believe we have reached – we are still in a point, Clint, as you said, 18, 19 games into the season. I still do – like, the part is, all right, if you're going to take him out of the four hole, and even if it is to – hey, man, we clearly see like this is becoming a mental thing. We want to take some pressure off of him. Clearly, if that is the space, then you say, well, hell, who's going to hit fourth? like clearly it's not Yiner, because you moved him to seven or eight at times in the lineup, which you would think he would have been the guy coming into the season. Is it Pena? You really want to do that? I still think Christian Walker puts a certain level of, we can't just groove stuff down to him. Right, like I think even behind Yordan, there is still 19 games in the season. There is still a feel from other pitchers where, like, this dude is a guy that's hit 27, 30 home runs before.
Yeah,
there is still a like, It ain't. If Jeremy Pena was sitting there, I think pitchers and game plans would attack it differently. But Christian Walker, Christian Walker had to go months and months of just being like this before I think there is the complete fear and concern from him is gone.
Yeah,
from
look, I don't think 15 games is going to alter the way an opponent, scouts you or attacks you one way or not. I'm not there with Christian Walker. As I said before, I think there's a good conversation to be had about the whole lineup somehow, some way, struggling more than expected. Like, all of a sudden, every Astro damn near has a Bregman slow start, going on. And so,
every last one of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's with the exception of a couple of them. And so you look at it and you go, man, is there an overall, is the messaging, again, that Spada was talking about being more patient at the plate and seeing more pitches. Is that a little bit of a struggle for half the lineup? Is that causing some issues? But the guys individually, I'm not at a point. I don't like to watch it. As a fan, it sucks, but I'm not at a point where I want to juggle the lineup.
See the text line coming in through. It's still too quick to hit us with the Abreu 2.0.
It's that PTSD we're talking about, though. It's real. Abreu did it to you now.
I need these guys to start hitting because – I have to entertain Clint these texts. The team sucks. Moving guys around won't help. And then put Jake in at the five hole. We got to start hitting guys.
I can't get down with the team sucking, but I mean Jake. I mean I would love for Jake to make a push to be.
Let's say right now Jake's 278 right.
right now, man. I'm not. I would leave Jake right where he's at, hitting 270 or whatever the hell he is. Leave him right where he's at. Let the other guys fight through some struggles. Let them feel the fact that you've got confidence in them and you trust them and they got a little bit of a leash, and see what comes of it. I just don't, you don't have the luxury without Bregman and Tucker. I just don't think you have the luxury of just bouncing guys up and down the damn lineup the way
guys who have produced like Christian Walker has. All right, as we continue here. At the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill here in Spring. Make your way on out here. The Mud Bugs is out. Someone texted in, Ron, are you eating bugs? Not yet. Clint just ordered some. I will get me some. I think I might hang out a little bit out here and eat me some bugs and do my thing here in a bit. I see somebody at this table right here. These ladies or this guy right here coming out, bringing him some. He's taking them outside. How much is that? Well, that might be yours, Clint. Who knows? That big old thing right there. That looks like a good 5 pounds waiting for you. All right, Clint, next week is the draft, and obviously the quarterbacks are going to be a big deal. And it's interesting because right now the only quarterback that is scheduled to be there in Green Bay for the draft is Cam right now.
Yeah.
The rest of them, Shedeur Sanders never agreed to be there live. As we've been there where, you come out, you're with Roger Goodell, and you get the jersey. And now Jackson Dart has decided he will not attend. And we've seen him in the top 10 at times, maybe going to New Orleans or going to Pittsburgh in the 20s, but going in the first round, Clint. And to me, that may be a signal of, man, I don't want to have one of them Aaron Rodgers or Geno Smith type of moments where I'm sitting in there and I never get drafted or picked in the first round. Do you get a feel, Clint, that this won't be one of those years? Like last year, we had 6 quarterbacks go in the first round. Do you think are in danger of maybe guys like Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders not going in the first round?
Yeah, I do.
Ooh, you do? Really? Even with quarterback needy teams, you think there's a chance that those two don't?
I think there's one quarterback in this draft that has the tangible ability that turns on scouts. Just, and I hate it, but it's the reality of it. Like I think Cam Ward is the only guy that plays the game in a way with that loose arm in that wide open offense where he's throwing the ball all over the park, taking a bunch of risks. I think that turns on scouting departments and quarterback coaches more so now than it ever has. Right? It used to be the 6'5", just statue in the pocket that could drive the ball all over the field. Now it's this guy that can move a little bit with this loose arm that can throw from all different arm slots. And I think Cam Ward's the only one, in my opinion, that fits that mold like to the elite level, right? Like I think Jackson Dart is a poor man's Cam Ward, but like when it comes to the skill set, right? He can move around a little bit, but he's not athletic enough to all of a sudden you put read plays in your offense. He's got the different the gunslinger mentality with the different arm slots, but it's not just like blow you off the charts like powerful, right? I think Shedeur Sanders is I love him mechanically. I love the Shuck kid mechanically. Like, I think those two guys are going to translate to the NFL really, really, really well. But they don't have
the special thing.
They don't
like,
have.
Is it different from CJ? Because we talked about with CJ, like, does he have that great arm, big arm, and athleticism? I don't know if he did, but there was still a point where obviously he went two, and a lot of people thought he would go into that. You don't. You feel like these guys, especially the Darts and the Sanders, are different than that.
Well, no, Dart definitely. But you're talking about like mechanically, because CJ's very, very sound. Like, that's one thing he didn't get enough credit for coming out.
He's just bigger.
But he also played in an organization that, what did he lose, two games?
Yeah.
I mean, so damn, like if you put the Shuck kid that played at Louisville and Texas Tech, if you put him at Ohio State and he loses two games, he's talked about in the top five.
With everything.
If you put Shedeur Sanders, even though I know he's got a lot of good going for him, if you put him with a program that only lost two games and he was able to go to national college ball playoffs and national championship games, the conversation changes then. But as we're analyzing these guys that were 500 in college, that bounced around to a couple of different schools, that their O-line sucked and they were constantly under pressure, you know, there's those guys slide naturally because they don't have that on their resume. But I don't know. I think there's a chance that Shedeur Sanders could slide. I think there's I think the Tyler Shuck kid out of Louisville, I think he should be getting more love than he already is. I think he's right up there with Sanders, in my opinion, if not a notch above. And then Jackson Dart is a little bit of a wild card.
Well, you got Dart below though. You got him.
I personally would. He would be four for me. Because
it's so weird. We're hearing, like, those guys not coming, and you said you could see a scenario which they're not. But then we're also hearing Jalen Milroe might sneak his way into the back end of the first round.
Like, the Jalen Milroe is a crapshoot. It's a roll of the dice, right? It's a developmental. And here's the thing is it's a good conversation for talking heads on TV and in radio, right? The Jalen Milroe, how many teams do you know that at the pro level have they're all talking about, oh, you could have a package for Jalen Milroe. How many teams at the pro level have a backup quarterback that's got a package and they're winning games? I mean, it's not a reality at the NFL level. College,
I guess Justin different. Fields maybe a little bit last year with Pittsburgh.
I mean,
and then they got rid of both of them.
Yeah, they got rid of both of them. And what are they going to do now, right? I mean, they decided to go with not Duckworth. What's the other backup?
Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not reality. It's a sexy conversation, I guess. People like to hear about it, but it's not real. I mean, he could go somewhere. Again, I mean, like in a Baltimore system where they rely on the athletic ability and be a good backup and sit back and learn. Philadelphia and sit back and learn in a good organization would be the best thing for him. But first round, second round, boy, that seems like a real stretch for me, man.
That'd be hard for me to commit that. Yeah, right there. Because you know at some point you got to get him on the field and you got to play. Yeah. And even though I think you're not paying guys $50, $60 million like you had to do Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
I still think that's how guys get fired. Like, that's how guys.
Well, and it's how you ruin careers too. You draft a guy like that's a developmental player in the first round. You throw him into a group with a bunch of dysfunction around him with a coaching staff, organization, and players. And then the expectations are this kid lifts you out of the dysfunction. In reality, he's still working on mechanics and footwork and all this kind of job, trying to learn a pro playbook. It's unfair when it's a guy that's got all the talent in the world and is already a polished passer. And is an elite processor of the game already. And when you do it with a guy that has survived in a big way with his athletic ability, and you're not going to give him that opportunity at the league to survive with that athletic ability, it's unfair to the kid.
All right, coming up, the most interesting story of the offseason in the NFL. It ain't even don't seem like it's close to coming to an end. There's new stuff to it. We'll discuss that. Coming up next as we continue live right here from the Rusty Horseshoe in Spring. Make your way on out here as the drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Is live, but that's right. The drive is live, and we are. And if you are on YouTube and Twitch, you can see Clint. Clint has he is giving you an editorial. Look at that; them juices is flowing right there. He just sucked that juice out the head, and bam, here he goes. He banged it out. He's got him. What you got? 5 pounds? Is it 3 pounds? He got him 3 pounds. That might be what I do. He got himself 3 pounds right there.
I just got 3 pounds. I had intentions of eating it in a break, knocking it back in the break, but yeah. I got sidetracked with a little work over here.
Yeah, my man Mark looking at you like, damn, man, that's a little crazy over there, what you're doing right there. But he got it all over his arm. That's a good thing, right?
I ain't got but three of them down, and I got it all over my damn shirt and my arm. That's perfect right there. That thing's juicy, got great, phenomenal flavor for
there
the record.
There you go. So get on out
tremendous.
Here.
And I am a connoisseur.
Yes, you are.
I am a connoisseur. That's good right there.
One of the most amazing things to take me out of eating my own meal that I had in front of me was watching Clinton, his mother, just take out 10 pounds.
Speaking of, Granny's on her way now.
Is she coming on up?
Granny's coming to spring.
Somebody better get her bugs. She need them. I'm ready to get cussed out, too.
Yeah, Granny's coming now. Look out.
Cussed out with love.
I never
had nobody cuss me out with love the way that old Linda does.
Hey, that one will do it now. She ain't even going to talk to you if she don't like you.
There it is. All right, as I said, we are here at the Rusty Horseshoe. As we said, the bugs are out. Coming up, you have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoor. If you have not signed and put your name in the raffle box, we will do it each and every hour. Coming up at the end of this hour, we will hook somebody up with $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And if you want to do your own bugs, they've got everything you need there to get that started. You get that started with your little $25 right there if you win that thing. So enter that. All right, Clint, we talked a little bit about Aaron Rodgers yesterday as he said, you know, this isn't. There's a lot going on to why the deal hasn't gotten done with the Steelers, right? We look at the Steelers don't have no options unless you look at the draft, and they're sitting at 21, and they would have to do some things to work to get themselves up. Maybe Jackson Dart falls to them. I don't know. Maybe the Shuck kid, they like that. But you would think they're not in a great position to get just a quarterback that they feel great about. They might have to make some movement. And really, they're trying to compete right now. When you go get DK Metcalf and you have a lot of the players they got on that team, they've got you start looking at the TJ Watts, the Micah Fitzpatricks, the Cameron Haywards, the DK Metcalfs, the George Pickens, right? You're looking at a team that wants to compete right now in that division. The thought was Aaron Rodgers needs a place to go, and you need a player like an Aaron Rodgers. Everyone just said that's going to happen sooner or later. But the way that Aaron Rodgers was talking yesterday on Pat McAfee, Clint, talking about it's more than just football. There are some you know, personal things, friends that are dealing with things that are off the field. And he seemed like he was reluctant to know if that's something that football was a priority right now. So it was more than just game. He said it wasn't about money. He said, hell, he played for $10 million. It was more about just the other things. Do you think the Steelers should potentially just operate and move on past the Aaron Rodgers thing because of the way he sounded? Not just the way he sounded, because, Clint, you know this, man, and your former coach was Bill Parcells was famous for the line of, if you talking about retirement, you are retired. That's what Bill Parcells used to say. So, in your mind, do you think the Steelers should potentially just move on from the Aaron Rodgers situation based off the way he was talking?
No chance.
Yeah.
No chance. You're talking about a four-time MVP. You're talking about a guy that even if it was small glimpses and signs of playing at a high level, throwing the ball at a high level last year, in a very dysfunctional organization, and you in the Pittsburgh Steelers have no answers right now. You've had no answer since Ben Roethlisberger was there. If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm pursuing Aaron Rodgers with everything that I have, and it's not in any way, shape, or form on any schedule because it's not going to impact the way I draft. It's just not. I got George Pickens. I got DK Metcalf. I got what's the tight end's name? Is it Pat
Freiermuth?
Freiermuth. I mean, I got ballers. And if he wants to join, then so be it. It'd be great. It's not going to stunt the growth of my quarterback that I if I'm going to draft one. It's not going to stunt the growth of that quarterback at all. All it's going to do is allow me to win games. And if it doesn't, and he messes the bed, then I start the development of my young quarterback. And we keep this thing moving. I don't think in any way, shape, or form I move on from Aaron Rodgers until Aaron Rodgers tells me he's not playing.
I get all of the football stuff, Clint, but I'm leaning on your expertise of being around athletes and players and maybe players who've contemplated retirement. I know you played with the Cowboys with guys that maybe have been in that position.
Troy was dead in the middle of it.
It doesn't concern you at all if you're the Steelers, the way he's talking? Because the football stuff, yes, hell yeah. But the way he's talking into the, hey, man, football is just not a priority for me right now. And the, man, this is, even the thought of, you know, I don't know if those other things are more important for me right now. That doesn't concern you or make you maybe check up to think like, I don't know, man, is he serious about this? Is he going to be the Aaron Rodgers type of guy or what, like that? Just all of that non-football stuff doesn't concern you as much if you're the Steelers?
I mean, it doesn't concern me. I hope like hell that he comes around. I mean, to me, you know, I hope like hell that he comes around, and if he does, then you know, wherever we're at that particular time, then we'll, you know, we'll round table it and see what happens. I just love it or hate it, the reality of Aaron Rodgers is, it's like today. I pulled up a deal today on Pro Football Talk, and the headline is Aaron Rodgers was surprised by the Jets' decision to move on from him. No, he wasn't. Did you listen to the audio? He said it wasn't that I didn't expect it. It was how it all went down. Like, I think he's in a spot where he knows the minute he says, hey, Mike, Steelers, I'm in, then it's going to – every move he makes, whether it's, again, maybe not – attending the first 2 weeks of OTAs, which is all lifting weights, because he's got these personal things going on, then it's going to get twisted and turned. It's going to be a headache for Mike and the Steelers. And I think odds are he either wants to retire, or he is trying to avoid all of that crap and trying to get stuff in his personal life figured out before he commits, because he knows the distraction that it'll be if he commits and then is absent for a week.
Yeah, I think, as somebody said, you know, it is April on the text line. It is April. Maybe he is having a different conversation in August.
Here's the thing. I think he's definitely going to be having a different conversation. But, you know, in that audio, when he was on Pat McAfee, he actually says in there, and he stopped short of going into depth on it, but he talks about how big of a deal it was made that he didn't attend that mandatory minicamp.
And he
stopped short of it. And I don't know if he was trying to say that was a super personal thing that he had to do, or he felt like it was he had to do, or he was going to say, I had attended every damn thing that wasn't mandatory for 2 months before that, but yet you took 2 days and all of a sudden it's held against me.
Yeah.
Like, and I only say that to say that's part of why I feel like it probably has to do with wanting to create as little drama as he possibly can for the Pittsburgh Steelers before he says, or when he says, hey, I'm in, let's go play ball.
Yeah. All right. The Steelers don't have a lot of options unless they go in the draft. And to me, you got to expect different from your team. Coming up, Nick Caserio talked about one particular position. And then even at that point, he talked about a position in which a certain player that plays in that position. And it made me wonder, is this guy going to get a new shot this year with a new offense, or is this dude done? We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, Joey Chestnut is finishing up the bugs he didn't had. I mean, damn, man. You're going to have heartburn in here, man. You're getting too old to be just running through that like that, man. What's wrong with you? Good God, man. He just murdered the 3 pounds. Before the commercial break, Clint had three. Three. And I look over here. I mean, I feel like it is the 4th of July, Coney Island and Joey Chestnut, and there's some kind of – you're in a stance? You're in a damn – you're in Jeff Bagwell's batting stance, for starters, in a squat, and then just – I mean, just rolling out.
Hey.
Did you get anything on your shirt?
I'm going to tell you. I don't know if I got anything on. I'm not worried about shirt.
I know you got them ones. Them ones is clean, though.
I got these icy white ones on, and I have done this before, eating crawfish. You see how big that tongue is right there?
Yeah, that
– And how white that thing is?
Yeah.
You get one drop of that crawfish juice on them white shoes, it's over. It's on over. That tongue, it's over. You can't wipe it off that tongue.
Hell,
you got to get in that Bagwell stance to eat them jokers.
Yeah, you sure enough did. God, I said it's one of the most impressive things. I don't put them away like that. Hell, I lost, as I said, we went to one. I lost my wedding ring trying to get them damn get the damn crawfish out.
Hey,
and you just ran through it.
That damn beer's cold, too, now.
Yeah, there it is. There you go. What kind of beer is it?
That's one of them old Coors Light, one of those silver bullets.
There you go. There you go.
Huh?
That wolf killer in there.
Yeah, dog.
Well, and Clint is a connoisseur, and the bugs is good here at the Rusty Horseshoe.
I'm not joking. The Barn Dominium's beautiful. The people on this side of town are beautiful. It's a beautiful day. These would rank in my top five.
Top five, right there.
I'm not talking about the crawfish circuit. I'm talking about all time top five.
They were that good. Hmm? Yeah, so you ran through them. You tossed them off. So, and this is a dude that has been eating them everywhere. This ain't our first tour. This is a guy that eats.
We had some folks from Cairn Crow, Louisiana, move in two doors down, and his mom and dad had a little Cajun meat market down in the Kmart parking lot. And
you say Kmart.
It was Kmart back in the day. Old enough to know what a Kmart is?
No, I know. I was about to say there ain't been no Kmart. Kmarts ain't been around for a minute. I'm about to say.
We used to play hide and seek in that Kmart, boy. We'd get kicked smooth out. Mom would be madder than hell.
We used to play hide and go get it, but go ahead.
I don't know. I tell you,
it's a different game, but go ahead. Similar rules. The ladies will always love to get caught. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was in there with my cousin, so that'd be kind of weird. But, I'd show up down there right about 10 minutes closing time at it was called Cormier's. It was Cody Cormier's family, boy. I pull up at about 10 minutes before closing. And they say, well, yeah, we got about 3-4 pounds left over the day. We're not going to be able to sell them. They put them in these bags right here. They double bag it for me. I'd put that thing on the handlebar of my bicycle ride all the way home. Walk in, Ma, I got 3-4 pounds. Let's go. We'd go knocking them back, boy.
I'm telling you, that don't seem like that's enough for y'all.
I didn't know no better back then. Hell, I didn't have no money either. And they were free.
They were free.
I mean, now it wouldn't do nothing but piss me off, to be honest with you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, get on out here as they are delicious, according to everybody I'm looking around seeing, and Clint just polished them off in 5 minutes.
Cheers to the Cormier family from Cairn Crow, Louisiana. That's Southern Louisiana. It's hard to beat Southern Louisiana folks now.
There you go. And it wasn't even 5 minutes. Clint had a read in there, so he probably 4.5 is what he knocked them things off in. All right, Clint, as we are here and getting closer to the draft, Nick Caserio the other day when he spoke to the media prior to the draft talked about the running back room, and it started with a question about, hey, how much are you looking at running back in this draft? That's a place in an area in the draft that seems to be strong, right? We got a potential of having two running backs go in the top 10, definitely in the top 12. I don't think Ginty and Hampton get past the Cowboys. We've seen Ginty get mocked to the Raiders. The Jets have talked about it. Hampton as well. But the running back room is set with, obviously, Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce. They brought back Dari Ogunbowale. So they've got the three guys that were there last year. But he was asked about the running back room, and this is what he had to say. Nick Caserio the other day about what he has in his running back room.
Yeah, I mean, similar to the receiver question. I mean, there's a good group of backs. So, I mean, this goes back to the same thing. We'll stack the board. We'll look at what our options are, look at supply and demand. What are you passing up in lieu of something else? So that's pretty good room. We feel like we got, pretty good cohort of players in that group. I mean, Mixon, I mean, I think he went to the Pro Bowl last year, so he's a good football player. I mean, DP was one of the top kickoff returners, and when he's played offensively, he's done a pretty good job with his opportunities. Say, Dari's got his role is kind of specific to the kicking game, so there's an opportunity for us to add a player that we think can help our team. We'll look at it. If we don't, then we'll go with whatever group. And again, like, everybody's focused on a draft, but there's other opportunities to add players to your team.
All right, that was Nick Caserio talking about the running back room. And Clint, he brought up after Joe Mixon, he talked about Dare Ogunbowale and said, you know, he's got a special calm down, man. He's got a special set for him in the kicking game, his involvement. And then he brought up his backup, Damian Pierce. And the first thing he said about Damian Pierce was him in the kicking game and him being one of the best kickoff returners. And I'm not saying that's not the case. One of the things, though, the thought was, all right, Nick Caley's coming in. They got a new offense potentially, maybe a new run game. Does Damian Pierce fit better maybe in this offense? Because I still can't get out of my mind, and a lot of people can't get out of the mind of his rookie year. This was a guy that looked promising to when D'Amico took over, the thought was, that is your number one weapon on the offense side of the ball. And you have been one that has said multiple times, like I don't just think this is a scheme thing with Damian Pierce. Do you get the sense that Damian Pierce, like, hey, maybe there's another look with Damian Pierce under maybe Nick Caley's system? Or are you to a point where it's over and he's just really a kick return guy? And they need to be looking hard at a backup running back.
Well, they need to be looking hard at a backup running back. They need to change the pace back. This offense needs speed desperately in a place where you could get, like I'm talking about, you don't have to supplant Joe Mixon. I'm not saying I love Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's a starting back, but a way you can add speed is to add a back that has a package that you trust on the offense throughout the game at any point in time that brings a different level of explosiveness, a different level of playmaking ability to the game. Right now, you don't have that. And overall, you lack speed. So, yes, they need to figure, like I would love for this thing to come down to which running back makes the team in the third spot, Damian Pierce or Dare Ogunbowale. Who is more important at that running back / special teams position? You can't have two running backs of three that the first thing you mentioned is their ability to help you on special teams.
Yeah.
Like, I think last year, one glaring
– when you're running, but your starter's 29.
Yeah. One glaring thing last year is – and I'll clean this up. A glaring problem last year was Dare Ogunbowale's inability, like the lack of explosiveness, the lack of twitch, the lack of playmaking ability – coupled with he had to be on the field because he was a guy that they could trust in pass protection. You got to get beyond that problem, right? You got to get beyond that problem. That can't continue to be the issue. Damian Pierce, and I'll clean this up. Like with Damian Pierce, to me, what I don't think is scheme related is Damian Pierce going from damn near 1,000 yard back in the league to can't get on the field.
Yeah,
like that. You can't. That's not a scheme issue. There was clearly more going on. Now, can one scheme benefit him more than the other? Absolutely, sure. He could be better.
Or a new voice or a new
– Your number two back needs to be a change of pace back. And the reality is right now, you've got a guy that is a downhill bruiser, and you've got a special teams player. And you're trying to make you're trying to make that work. And at some point in time as a team, offensively, you hope you graduate from that and you don't have those types of issues on the offense.
Clint, do you think it is over for Damian Pierce – in terms of being a productive running back option for the Texans? Like, would you approach it if you're Nick and D'Amico as, this guy is more of a kick returner and
no,
it
he's not a good enough kick returner. I mean, with the rules changed and all that, it was promising and sure, if he's on the team, that's something that he can do, but that's replaceable.
Yeah.
The deal is like, forget about what I think and just think about what the Texans have told us.
And shown us, yeah.
And shown us. They don't trust him even in a relief role, much less a let's keep Mixon let's keep him healthy, let's keep him fresh throughout the year, and by doing that we'll give Damian Pierce 10-15% of the snaps throughout the year in order to have him healthier at the end. They didn't even trust him to do that. Right? And so you got to find a guy like the number two guy at the very least, right? If you're going to keep three backs and one of them is going to be a predominantly a special teams player unless you're in an emergency situation, which is Dare, or it could be Damian Pierce. But if you're going to have three backs, like the number two back has to be a back that you can rely on that's a Joe Mixon type, not Joe Mixon, but like a Damian Pierce type that you trust enough to give him the rock throughout the season, which they don't with Damian Pierce. Or it has to be a change of pace back that has that explosiveness, that twitch, that change of direction, that overall speed that you can get the ball to in packages, which Dare Ogunbowale doesn't have. right? And so,
in which it felt like last year they were forced to try to use him.
Yes,
in that.
They were forced to use him down the stretch, and the thought was, well, they don't trust anybody else.
I know you thought he was on the field way too much.
Yeah, well, Dare Agunbowale is an undersized back. He's a special teams player, and you got him in the A gap, meeting a linebacker or a safety, getting fed, and wondering why you can't pass protect.
We're trying to get him one on one with a linebacker,
and they don't have like there's it's too easy to find those guys that give you an advantage. They may be a tad bit undersized, right? You don't worry about them in pass protection. You find a way to get them out the route no matter what, and they're your hot throw if they do bring pressure. You get it, because if a team brings pressure and you get the ball to a scat back, he's going to be in space and he's going to cause problems. Right, instead of putting him in the A-gap and getting him to try to block a linebacker or a safety coming through the A-gap with a running start. Like that, those are things that get you beat.
Text line saying Damian Pierce is done.
Very well may be. If you look at what the Texans have told us, I would say
he's – Do you think he gets every opportunity the way you think Metchie will? Because they love Damian Pierce, the guy. And he fits everything they want. You know what I'm
talking about. But this is one of those situations where if you just look at what they've told us, they should be out. They should be done. They should move on.
But that might have been Bobby. That might have been the tyrant.
Badass Bobby.
That might have been Napoleon that was doing that. That might have been who that was. All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, it's easy, y'all. We got you wonder why or what the Texans are going to do with that 25th overall pick, right? We wonder what they're going to do. And I don't know if they're going to move. I don't know if they're going to move up. They're going to move down. But there's been some picks in the past that we discussed a little bit earlier. We'll touch on those and tell you what kind of value that number 25 overall pick holds, as well as there's a perfect example exactly why Aaron Rodgers is taking his time with this deal. And, damn, the pickle is hot right now. I don't know if y'all been noticing, but that damn pickle is hot right now. We'll do all that next right here on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. We'll do that next. Before we do that, though.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.